A passion for playing the ukulele meshed with the sheer joy of singing has resulted in the blending of the two loves to form the musical group known as UK4EA. The creative mind behind the concept is Heather J. Topps, longtime music director and coordinator, responsible for bookings and arranging music for the group's performances at events in North Bay and area. This year we're lucky because we're getting to play at some community-wide events such as the Butterfly release. We did the Calendar Fun Fest, and we're scheduled to do the Sundridge Sunflower Festival, which is always a favorite of ours in August, and we're also doing the North Bay Homecoming Festival, stated Topps. With the odd exception, the group is comprised mostly of seniors. The current number of performers is 25. The number tends to drop off ever so slightly in the summer. We largely do have seniors just because many are retired and have the time to do it. But we do have a couple of people who are working and in school, and they often find a way to get to performances, Topps explained. Judy Bailey is one of the original performers. I've probably been playing for 15 years, I would think. The joy I receive is the camaraderie, being with a group of people who love to sing well, we love to joke around, and it is like we're a small family. We're there for each other anytime something happens, but we're there for the good times too, noted Bailey. For Bailey, now 74 years old, learning to play the ukulele was a retirement gift that keeps on giving. I said to my kids, I want to play a ukulele. I want to play with the Monday night group when I retire. And so, when I retired June 26, they showed up on the July 1 weekend with a ukulele. So, I showed up the next Monday night, back when it was at Music City, and said, I got a uke for my retirement, and that is when I started going every Monday night, Bailey grinned. UK4EA members take rehearsal time seriously. A lot more time is devoted to getting songs and arrangements together and attending events, stated Topps. Just saying the word ukulele is enough to put a smile on the face of most people, which is why hearing the members play and sing in harmony has resulted in increased bookings. We have quite a few on the go, so anyone can come and see us, but we also do private parties, and we really make it a priority to get into seniors' residences and play for them. It is just so lovely to see them light up when we play a song that they know, said Topps. We really make it a point to think about who we are playing for, so we play a lot of old-time songs which actually were originally done on ukulele and sound great on the instrument, and that is the stuff they're familiar with, so we like to do a mix. One performance in particular stands out for Bailey. We were at Algonquin Nursing Home, and a lady slept through the whole performance, and the very last song we sang was, You Are My Sunshine. She woke up and she sang every single word. So, it has an impact on people, it really does. It is a wonderful thing, Bailey shared. Topps notices a big change from the point where some performers are somewhat timid starting out, to the confidence they gain the more often they perform on stage. They certainly put a lot more time into their rehearsing and working with the group. We're very fortunate in that, I think we've got a great group of people who get along very well. Most of our performers have done church choirs or other kinds of vocal groups in the community, Topps noted. Bailey is one of those who did not have any experience with the ukulele when she first started attending the Monday night sessions. My strength was singing, so I learned the ukulele slowly, but Heather zeroed in on me. She invited me to be in the performing group. Bailey never looked back. I've been doing it ever since and enjoy it very much, Bailey shared with a grin. I look forward to it whether it is a practice or any kind of performance we have. We love the retirement homes and the seniors' homes. It has been said that it is easier to learn to play the ukulele than it is the guitar, as the strings are gentler on the fingertips. Ukulele, has four strings. I think it is a good starting instrument. Many people progress into instruments like the banjo later on. I don't want it to come across that it is an easy instrument because it is like any instrument, if you want to be really good at it, you've got to put the time into it, shared Topps. I think one of the advantages too, is that it is smaller, so it is easy to carry around and just comfortable to play. One of the things I really watch when I'm dealing with seniors groups is the recognition that many people are having trouble with their hands and their wrists, arthritis. So I don't know if the ukulele is any better for them, but guitar and banjo have a much wider neck, which might cause some problems for people who do have issues with their fingers or their hands. So smaller may be helpful for some people to deal with. The focus is on fun. If we're not having fun, then I always say we're probably not doing something right, because it should be tied into the joy of making music, stated Tops. The Monday night sessions run from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Long & McQuaid, located on Lakeshore Drive. Anyone from beginners to people who just want it to be a fun activity are welcome.